The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, here we are at the beginning of a new week, and happy to start the week with overall an exploration of delusion. But for now, for this morning sitting, one of the hallmarks of Vipassana practice is simplicity. And if there is a Munindraji, an Indian teacher that some of us knew, had the practice with, he would say that if it's not simple, it's not Vipassana practice. And the relationship between the two can be, in the meaning of Vipassana, as clear seeing. If there is not simplicity in the perceptions, then there's, we don't perceive clearly. If we don't see clearly, there is no wisdom. And in fact, some of the wisdom that we practice with is wisdom about simplicity. The tremendous value of not getting involved in planning or analyzing or trying to figure out or trying to fix, engineer our practice. Even if something doesn't seem to be going right in practice, rather than spending a lot of time trying to make it right, the paradigm shift of Vipassana practice is to say, well, what would be the simplest way of knowing this? Just knowing it. And to have the wisdom to some way step away and find some freedom, some kind of independence in the clear seeing. And the beauty of it, and really the word beauty is really meant, it's part of the tradition, we'll talk about it later. The beauty is in the clarity of the seeing, in the simplicity of the perception, the clearness of the knowing. And it's possible to know clearly, for example, that I'm confused. There's confusion here. This is an experience that's complicated. I don't know what's happening. My mind seems to want to fix it, run away, or attack it, or analyze it. And each of those little recognitions can be in itself have this beauty of clarity, the beauty of simplicity, just knowing this, just knowing this. So, we begin with a posture, meditation posture. And ideally, it's a simple posture. Over time, practicing the same meditation posture over and over again, the body makes small adjustments and finds its way to a posture that is relatively easy to maintain and becomes simple. So, taking a little bit of time, maybe swaying forward and back, left to right, and kind of until you find a kind of center place where there's a balance. And then from, if you're sitting upright, from the sitting bones up the spine, making small adjustments to have the weight of your body, your torso, centered on the vertebrae. And as they travel up the spine, you come to where the neck, last vertebrae, connects with the skull. Maybe you can create a little space there by lifting the head up or pulling the back of the head slightly up and the chin slightly down. And then gently closing your eyes. And to establish a renewed connection, familiarity, grounding in the breathing, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, 3/4 full, and gently breathing out longer than you normally would. Not by forcing the breath out, but by releasing, letting go. And letting your breathing return to normal. And scan through your body, and as you exhale, if there's places in your body that you can relax, muscles held in ways that you can release, relax the muscles. Also, you can see if you can, as you exhale, relax the mind, the thinking mind. And part of relaxing the mind is allowing the mind for these minutes of the meditation to be simple, simply with the present moment. And perhaps you can begin practicing simple, clear awareness with your breathing. Not being ambitious with your breathing or trying to make anything happen except being with your breathing. With clarity and knowing, with simplicity of attention. As if the fog has cleared and you can see clearly, as if the light has been turned on and you can see clearly, not what you think you should be seeing, but whatever is easy to experience in the breathing, being content with what is easy. Just as a place to be in the present, appreciating simple awareness. And if anything occurs that makes it difficult or it takes you away from breathing, experiment with how simple you can know it. So simple that you're not entangled with it, for or against it. Maybe more like a feeling of awe or wonder. From the lack of complications, lack of being for and against, just simple knowing. And after knowing it for a little bit, begin again with your breathing. Being simple in the attention to breathing in and breathing out. What is the simplest way you can know what's happening now? And then to keep it that simple, take refuge in that simplicity. Simple knowing of what's happening can provide wisdom. One wisdom is that getting more complicated about what's happening loses some of that simplicity, loses some of the clarity, loses some of the absence of entanglement. The simpler the awareness, the more clearly we can see how we lose that simplicity, that clarity. And as we come to the end of this sitting, the simplicity of being present can also reveal the complexity that takes us away from our goodwill, our simplest basic human kindness. Simplicity of knowing, clarity of knowing, enables basic human kindness to have a chance to be present, gives it a room and time and space, so it too can be available for how we meet the world. And so as we come to the end of the sitting, perhaps in whatever simplicity and clarity you have, to open your heart to the world and gaze upon the world with kindness, with goodwill, a generosity of spirit, wishing may all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may there be something from this morning's meditation that supports each of us to contribute to that as a possibility. May we all live for the welfare and happiness of all beings.